We're not supposed to bring any of our personal documents. But my parents knew that that's something that we wanted to have here. So what they did was they ripped off the bottom of our shoes and they plastic wrapped our personal information in each one of those shoes. So I have my birth certificates in my shoes. My mom had hers and a marriage certificate and all that stuff, thinking that we were super slick. No one's ever going to catch on to this. We're going to, you know, we're getting away with murder here, but at least we'll have some sort of identification when we show up to this place. They know who the heck we are. The least that I could think would be a real good beatdown for the whole entire family. That's the least that could have happened. There were people that we heard of before that things like that happened, and they were basically just thrown in jail, never to be heard from again. So, slap on the wrist? Oh, look at you with the shoes. No. No, it was kind of like, really? Come here, let's have a little talk. That kind of thing. The lady right in front of us, the guard took her shoes and ripped them and separated the bottom of the shoe from the actual shoe. There was nothing in there. Right now, and I'm telling you this, right now, I can feel how my mom grabbed my hand. Right now. I can feel what I felt that day, right now. Because I've never, ever, ever felt, and even more so now as a parent, the fear that she must have had when they ripped that lady's shoes. Because we had everything that we were not supposed to have in those shoes. I'm the first one that they start talking to. The first thing they said was, empty out your pockets. My grandmother gave me a Bible before I left. It was an Old Testament, little tiny pocket Bible. So I empty out my pockets. And I put the Bible right on top of the counter. It was a female that was taking care of me, going through all the paperwork. She looked at me, she looked at the Bible, and she looked at my parents. The guard has my dad's shoes on top of the desk. The lady turned around, looked at them, and said, let them go. Just let them go.